Diamondbacks and the Mets on Tuesday. Patrick Corbin with a 16 1/3 scoreless inning streak heading into this one. He would get some immediate offensive support.
And the first pitch to Martinez, swinging a high fly ball, well hit right field. Reynolds back onto the track. It's going to go a home run. J.D. Martinez hits a breaking ball into the Mets bullpen in right field for a 3-run homer. For Martinez, it is his 10th home run, and that's just with the Diamondbacks. 26 overall, and Arizona with a 3-0 first inning lead.
Or some such. 0-1 pitch. Rosales strafes one deep in the air to left field. Not known for his power, but he bangs one out of here. It is a 5-0 Arizona lead.
The 2-2 pitch. Swinging a drive to the gap in right center. That's going to be in for a base hit, and it's going all the way to the wall. Peralta will score, and going to second and holding there with his second double of the game is Paul Goldschmidt, and the Diamondbacks now lead 6-0. The 1-2 on the way. Swung out and missed strike three. That's a Carlton-esque slider down and in, biting at his ankles, and Reynolds has struck out for the second time, the fifth strikeout for Corbin.
Reynolds taking fastball strike. And Reynolds is out. As once again, Jerry Lane, he bellows him out just fine. He just doesn't really raise that right arm very well.
1-2 to Lagares, hit high in the air to left field, drifting back and towards the gap in left center Peralta. And the left fielder makes the two-hand catch, side retired. 7 in a row, retired by Corbin. 107 pitches thrown through 8. That may be it for him, but either way, at the end of 8, it's Arizona 7 and the Mets 1.
Diamondbacks earned the 7-4 win as they improved to 10-1 in their last 11 games versus the Mets. Patrick Corbin's scoreless inning streak was snapped at 20 1/3 after yielding a run in the fifth. It was a rough outing Tuesday for starter Tommy Malone, and the Mets offense could do very little against Patrick Corbin as the Mets fell to the Diamondbacks on Tuesday 7-4. Here is Mets skipper Terry Collins.
If they're not putting forth any effort, they won't be here long. So if there's anybody, you know, certainly of the young guys, if there's anybody not maxing out effort, we'll find somebody else. So that being said, they're playing hard. I mean, that's why back two nights in a row you've seen rallies late in the game, because they play hard.
Reynolds played first game in right field tonight, then you double switch and move him to first base. As a guy that, you know, probably if he's going to make an impact, is going to have to play all around the diamond, are you trying to get him looks in as many places as possible the rest of the way here?
Well, not intentionally at first base tonight. We, due to the fact that we were trying to save pitching, you know, we had double switch to get him at first base because we needed innings out of Robles. So that's what that was about. But, yeah, Matt, otherwise Matt's going to have to play around. I think that's going to be the job for him to be a, you know, he's pretty athletic. He's been playing center field in AAA, so we know he can play third and short and second. So I just figured since he could play there, he could play first base.
Matt.
Terry, recognizing he just came off the field, but did you get any report on how David came out tonight?
I have not.
Steve.
Terry, are you starting to see now the gap-to-gap power that you had heard about with Dom, even coming off the bench tonight and providing that double?
Yeah, I mean, he's hit, you know, he's driven some balls left center field tonight. You know, he got the bat out and made it, you know, put a good swing on that pitch. I think, you know, again, I think Dom's got stuff he's got to learn, but I think he's, you know, he's always seems like he's hit no matter where he's been. It's a bigger adjustment here, and I think he will eventually get it. You know, we got to get him to, again, get the bat out front a little bit, just like he did tonight. So, you know, the more I think the more he gets, he understands what he's got to do, the better he's going to become. I know he talked with the hitting guys today about some things he needs to work on, and hopefully we start to see, you know, the results that – because he went in the cage and did some extra work today, and I think that's going to help him.
The Mets look to bounce back on Wednesday behind Chris Flexen. He'll be opposed by Zach Godley.